the gospel today, Jesus talks about how this generation is seeking a sign to show that he was sent by God. The generation he's referring to is the Pharisees and the scribes. And they were always testing Jesus because he did not fit their idea of what the Messiah would be like. And Jesus seems to be frustrated that despite his miracles of healings and teachings, they were not open to what he was preaching. They were seeking a sign that would demonstrate definitively that he was sent by God. And Jesus replied that no sign will be given this generation except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah was assigned to Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. You know, the first reading from Jonah starts with the words of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. This is like in the middle of the book of Jonah. But to understand the sign of Jonah, I think we need to remember what happened to Jonah the first time the Lord came to Jonah to tell him to go to Nineveh, the capital of Assyria. See, the Assyrians were pagans, and they were Israel's enemies. And Jonah was wondering, why would God ask him to save his enemies? So Jonah refused to go and ran in the opposite direction and got on a ship to get away. Unfortunately, there was a storm, and Jonah was thrown into the sea and swallowed by a great fish, as the story goes, and was in its belly for 3 days and three nights. But what we forget sometimes is that Jonah actually died and was raised from the dead. You know, if you read Jonah's prayer, I called to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me out of the belly of Sheol. That's a word meaning the land of the dead. I cried out, thou didst hear my prayer. See, he was praying to the Lord when he was already dead. The Lord heard his prayer and had the great fish vomit him out on dry land. In essence, he was raised from the dead. And then the first reading we had today picks up where the Lord came to Jonah the second time, instructing him to go to Nineveh. This time Jonah obeys. The Lord instructed Jonah to go to Nineveh to tell them that they would be destroyed in 40 days if they didn't repent. The Ninevites believed Jonah and his message, and they believed in God, began a fast, and put on sackcloth. And God, seeing that they were repenting, did not destroy them. So even these pagans changed their ways when they heard God's message from the prophet Jonah. See, God's love and mercy is for all who repent. The story of Jonah, the sign of Jonah, not only foreshadows Jesus' death and resurrection, but also Jesus sending his disciples to preach the gospel of God's love and mercy for the conversion of all the Gentile nations. Besides talking about the conversion of the Ninevites when they heard the preaching of Jonah, Jesus also referred to how the queen of the south, Sheba, a pagan, came a great distance to witness the wisdom given to Solomon by his God. And she came to believe in Solomon's God. So even though Jesus was a greater prophet than Jonah and wiser than Solomon, the Pharisees and scribes, non-pagans, still didn't believe because their minds and hearts were not open. The kingdom Jesus talked about wasn't the one that they had envisioned. And so to believe, they asked for even more signs and miracles. You know, if Jesus came today and used modern communication, would everyone today believe in him and his message? Would they change their ways? Or would they still require more signs before they believed and repented? So let us ask God for the graces we need to open our eyes and hearts to his word, to repent, and to recognize his presence in our daily lives.